Esther chapter 2. After these things, when the anger of King Xerxes subsided, he thought about Vashti and what she had done. He also thought about the decree that he had made against her. Then the king's young men who served him said, "Let a search be made on the king's behalf for beautiful young virgins. Let the king appoint overseers in all the provinces of his kingdom to gather together all the beautiful young virgins to the harem in the fortress in Susa. Let them be put under the care of Haggai, the king's official, who is in charge of the women, and let him give them their cosmetics. Let the young girl who pleases the king become queen in the place of Vashti." This advice pleased the king, and he did so. There was a certain Jew in the fortress of Susa, whose name was Mordecai, son of Jair, son of Shimei, son of Kish, who was a Benjamite. He had been taken into exile from Jerusalem with the exiles, along with those who had been taken into exile with Jehoiakim, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylonia, took into exile. He was caring for Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, because she had neither father nor mother. The young woman had a beautiful figure and was lovely in appearance. When her father and mother died, Mordecai took her as his own daughter. When the king's order and decree were proclaimed, many young women were brought to the fortress of Susa. They were put under Haggai's care. Esther also was taken into the king's palace and put under the care of Haggai, the overseer of the women. The young girl pleased him, and she found favor with him. Immediately, he provided her with cosmetics and her portion of food. He assigned to her 7 servant girls from the king's palace, and he moved her and the servant girls to the best place in the house of the women. Esther had not told anyone who her people or relatives were, for Mordecai had instructed her not to tell. Every day, Mordecai walked back and forth in front of the courtyard outside the house of the women to learn about Esther's welfare and about what would be done with her. When the turn came for each girl to go to King Xerxes, after she had obeyed the regulations for the women for 12 months, for this was how the time of their beauty treatments was completed, 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 with perfumes and cosmetics. When a young woman went to the king, whatever she desired was given to her from the house of the women for her to take to the palace. In the evening, she would go in, and in the morning she would return to the second house of the women and to the custody of Sheashgaz, the king's official, who was in charge of the concubines. She would not return to the king again unless he had taken great pleasure in her and called for her by name. Now when the time came for Esther, daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his own daughter, to go in to the king, she did not ask for anything but what Haggai, the king's official, who was in charge of the women, suggested. Now Esther received the favor of all who saw her. Esther was taken to King Xerxes into the royal residence on the 10th month, which is the month of Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. The king loved Esther more than all the other women, and she received favor and kindness before him, more than all the other virgins. So he set the royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. The king gave a great feast for all his officials and his servants, Esther's feast, and he granted relief from taxation to the provinces. He also gave gifts with royal generosity. Now when the virgins had been gathered together a second time, Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate. Esther had not yet told anyone about her relatives or her people, as Mordecai had instructed her. She continued to follow Mordecai's advice, as she had done when she was raised by him. In those days, while Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, two of the king's officials, Bigthana and Teresh, who guarded the doorway, became angry and sought to do harm to King Xerxes. When the matter was made known to Mordecai, he told Queen Esther, and Esther spoke to the king in the name of Mordecai. The report was investigated and confirmed, and both the men were hanged from a gallows. This account was written in the presence of the king in the book of the events of his reign.